page we're holding on that test. I'm sorry, that. Yeah, that test about hours.
That's
9A. Okay, good. Fine. So we'll repeat. We'll go over yesterday's Gemara. So it's in the middle. We'll see how far we can get the new Gemara. Because really, a lot of it's a continuation from yesterday's Gemara. Let's just see where we're going to start from. Fine, so we'll move through quickly yesterday's Gemara. Good? You ready, Rabbi Aaron? You ready?
Ready.
Oh, Rabbi Aaron's ready. We can start.
Get it.
You ready?
Do it.
Tet Amud Aleph. Tet Amud Aleph. 1 second. And it counts right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines from the top. We'll move a little quicker to the beginning so we get to the new Gemara. Let's go to Rabbi Yosef. Fine. Ika the Rami Kray Adon. Right, there are those that they ask as a contradiction of the Pesukim. What do we say in our Mishnah? A Ger Toshav who kills a Ger Toshav, he goes to Gaza. But now we have a question in the Pesukim. Ksiv one pasuk says, Levnei Yisrael v'la Ger v'la Toshav v'sarechav t'yad ha-shesha aram. One pasuk says, seems to say, a Ger Toshav is one of the people who go to Gaza. Uchsev, we have another pasuk that says, V'ayu lachem ha-aram la-miklat. So we make a drasha lachem, below the gerim. It sounds like only you Jews go to Galus and not a ger toshav. Someone who accepted himself to do 7 mitzvot ben enoch. Kabel asmo, kayem 7 mitzvot ben enoch. So if they kill someone by mistake, it seems to be a contradiction in the psukim. They go to Galus. Amar kahana lam and kubim is like kasha. If a Ger Toshav killed a Jew, then we said in the Mishnah, he does not go to Galus. Here, where you do go to Galus, the Ger Toshav will kill another Ger Toshav. Fine. So that was that. So if a Ger Toshav killed another Ger Toshav, you go to Galus. You kill the Yisrael, you do not go to Galus. Very many, we're going to ask a contradiction. We have now we have a contradiction from a Braisa to our Mishnah.
But the Mishnah is stronger than
the
Braita, right?
The Mishnah would be strong, but still, we have to answer a contradiction. The Mishnah could be stronger, but slaves are still, they still can't contradict each other.
Right.
Good.
So, what I'm saying is that the Mishnah would normally overrule the Braita, wouldn't it? I mean,
there still shouldn't be a contradiction.
Can't really.
Yeah.
Like you say that there's a contradiction between Amor and Atana, there still shouldn't be a contradiction.
Yeah, it still can't be a contradiction. Right? Peace. We want peace. Everybody.
We have to kill everybody. We want peace.
Yes.
Right now, there's no peace. We don't understand. But if you understand that, you'll have peace.
Oh, maybe.
The whole world is like that. The whole world understood. There will be peace. Right now, we don't understand. So right now, there's a contradiction.
Oh, so maybe now, at least in this part, we'll understand. Maybe we'll have an answer to the contradiction. Very many, we have a contradiction. What was the Braisa say? The Braisa lafichach, ger va'ad kev chalev shaharku, a ger or a goy who kill, and herogan they get killed. Right, we said, even if a goy kills someone by mistake, right? We saw in Rashi, they get killed. Could Rabbi Yosef, if a goy kills somebody by mistake, they get killed. Even by mistake. So it seems like, Tani, we taught a ger, dubi da'ad kev chalev. We taught that a ger in the same line, in the same sentence as Avid Kacham, as a guy. So it seems to be telling us, it doesn't make a difference if he killed a guy like him. But Loishna de Kata de la Barmine, it doesn't matter if he killed someone like him, Nerag, he always gets killed. Afker Loishna de Kata Barmine, it doesn't matter if he killed someone like him. For Loishna Kata doesn't make a difference if he killed the la Barmine, Nerag, he gets killed, meaning, just because you kill someone like you doesn't help you. Meaning, we said in our Mishnah, if one Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, what's the halacha? Galus. Why? Because he's like him. Where in our Mishnah, we said a Ger Toshav kills a Jew, there's no Galus. Galus is not a kapar for you. Right, Rabbi Avraham? If a Ger Toshav killed a Jew, there's no Galus, not enough of atonement for you. If a Ger Toshav killed another Ger Toshav, that's enough because he's like you, he's on your same level. The Braisa seems to say no. Even if a Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav, you still don't go to Galus. Even though a Ger Toshav doesn't go to Galus, we always kill you. So that's the contradiction between our Mishnah and the Braisa. Good? Amar Chista Lekash. It's not a question. Kan Shahar Guder Chirita. This Mishnah is talking about where you killed on the way down. right? And therefore, there's galus. Kancha hargu derech aliyah. Here's what this is talking about. Derech yirida. Kancha hargu derech aliyah. Meaning like this. We always talk about for the getting mesachta that if you were on the way down, a guy was going down a ladder. The kertush was going down the ladder, and he falls and he kills somebody. Then there's galus. That's the halacha. He's coming down the ladder. Then he fell and killed somebody. He's on the way down. Then he goes to galus. But if a person is on the way up, he's climbing up the ladder, and he falls, what's the halacha?
He's killed.
No, okay, right. I told you we get killed. There's no galus.
But up and down is by ruchnias, by physical.
If you were going up the ladder, physically, you went up the ladder, you fell down on the guy, there's no galus. If you're on the way down, there is galus.
So it's like what you're in the plane, in the, like, to the north.
On the ladder, in your action, on the ladder. Yesh chasulam, ala sulam. Imo yadech aliyah ala sulam, hunafal, as en galus. Imo yadech yida, as yish galus.
Ah,
that it happened
on the
letter. Fine, good. So what do you want to say? If a Jew's on the way down, a Jew who kills another Jew on the way down, what's the halacha? He's on the way down. Is there galus on the way down? If he's on the way down, there's galus. If he's on the way up, a Jew on the way up, he kills another by accident. If it's on the way up, there's no galus. On the way down, there is galus. That's the halacha as we learned from the Yiddish Sefer. We learned that at a psukkah. That's a psukkah.
If I beat somebody to death, I hit him from here.
Not on purpose. By mistake. Yeah, if it was by mistake. You beat him to death. It was by mistake. If it was by mistake, then a Jew, only on the way up, you don't go to galus, only on the way down. That's halacha. Fine. So we want to say the same thing as 4a, keratosha. If the Beratosha was on the way down the ladder, then he gets galus like a Jew. However, what happens if he's on the way up? Then you get killed. Or by a Jew, if he's on the way up, what happens to him?
Nothing.
A Beratosha on the way up, he gets killed. Why? There's no other options. Either Beratosha, either you go to galus, or you get killed. Why? Because the Beratosha, we said, he's like a guy. Even if he kills by mistake, usually, we would kill him. Like a guy. A guy who kills by mistake gets killed. Unless you have some type of heter for him, some type of chubas, you know, some type of prescription for him, he's on the way down, then you go to galus. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So our mission that said a guy tells you goes to galus, what was the scenario when he was on the way down? The Mishnah that says a guy tells you goes to galus, was he was on the way down. The Braisa that said we kill him, the guy tells you, was when he was on the way up. Again, let's see more inside. Amar of Chista, loy kasha. It's not a question. Kancha hargoy derech yirida. In the Mishnah, it's referring to a case where you killed him on the way down. So if the Gartosha killed another Gartosha on the way down, there you go to galus. Kan over here, shahargu derech aliyah. The Braisa was when you were going up. So now the Gemara is going to explain. Derech Yerida, by when he was on the way down and he killed somebody, the Yisrael, Gali, that a Yisrael who was also on the way down would go to Galus, Ihu Nami, he also. Sagi lights enough for him, but Galus is a good kapara. It's a good Jew, it's just like a regular Jew. So you could be on the status of a regular Jew for this halacha. However, Derech Aliyah the Yisrael, when Yisrael is on the way up, what's halacha? Potter who? Potter. Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael. Potter. Who? Narak. He has to get killed. But the Gartoshu can't get off the hook. There's no such thing as getting him off the hook. Right? So if he was on the way down and we have a prescription for a kapara for you, just like a Jew, then we'll give you galus. But if you're on the way up, right? Everybody, what's that like by a regular Jew on the way up? On the way up, we do nothing to you. Because there's no such thing of doing nothing to you. Right? Like we saw in Rashi, that when you got warned of the Torah, that's your warning. You get killed even for killing by mistake. So if you were on the way up, then you, Mr. Gartosha, has to get killed. Alright, Abraham, it's good to hear that. Is the Gemara's answer? You hear the Gemara's answer? Understand it's a good answer? I think it's a good answer.
Before we start, Rabbi, can we do Rashi?
Before we start Rava, can we do Rashi? Yeah, so really, but we'll go over this Rashi from Lafikha. Which one is second? Which one is starting from here? Lafikha. Ah, so that's your actual Lafikha. Why do I say Lafikha? Like in the middle of the page. So, we're now going back into the Gemara's question, in the Braisa. What did Braisa say? Hasheva mitzvahs shenistavu b'nei noach kai. It's going on the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. The Kaimelon that we learned, we established over there, as Harason, their warning, when the Torah warns them that they are not allowed to kill or do any of their seven things, when they have to keep their seven commandments, Zuhi Misasa, this is their Misa, meaning this is their warning for their Misa already. By a Jew, right? In order to kill a Jew, you first have to warn him. If a Jew kills another Jew, let's say a Jew goes and kills another Jew on purpose. Does he get killed?
He has to be warned.
But by a guy, Torah is not halacha, but or a guy. When the Torah warns them, say, this is your last warning. When we wrote it in the Torah, that's your warning. So as a Rosan, your warning, that is your death. Meaning, this is your last chance. There's no more chances. If by a Jew, the Torah wrote you can't do it. And then you have to be warned by somebody else. Correct? By two witnesses. Okay, Torah doesn't work like that. This is your warning. You're considered for a warrant, and if you kill a guy, you get killed. So what do I say for the Lafichach, therefore? Who they killed. Neharagin, we kill them, they get killed automatically. Even if a guy killed by mistake, we kill him. Why? The B'nai Noach do not need another warning. The Amrini was Sanhedrin, Tafran Zayin Al-Af. Like we said in Gemara Sanhedrin, and after Zayin Amud Af. Fine. But what do we say in the Braisa? What was the Gemara's question? We said, Ma Avikin Chadim. What is it just like by a guy? Loishna. Doesn't make a difference if Katal Bar Mine. If he killed someone who was like him, meaning Avikin Chadim, a guy can say like him. We said, and it doesn't make a difference if it's Lav Bar Mine, if it was Yisrael. It doesn't make a difference. We always kill him. We always kill the guy, whether you killed a Jew or a non Jew. Whether he killed someone like him or not like him, Afgar Tosha, Loishna Katal Barmine, Gar Tosha of Kamaisa. It doesn't make a difference if he killed someone like him. We said, or if he killed someone in the lab, Barmine, even in Israel, he'll always get killed. That was our contradiction from our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says, the Gar Tosha, if he kills the Gar Tosha, gets ghost. The surprise seems to say, no, he gets killed. So what our Gemara answer? Our Gemara answer, it's not a question. Our Mishnah is referring to a case where he's on the way down. So just like a Jew on the way down to get galus, the Kartesh also, we have a prescription kapara, he'll get galus. But the Braisa is talking about when he's on the way up. But since on the way up, a Jew is off the hook, the Kartesh is never off the hook. Therefore, we'll kill him. On this, the Gemara asks the question Amar li Rava, Rava is Rav Chista. Alav kavu chaymer, isn't it a kavu chaymer? Meaning, all the more so, uma derf derida. On the way down, what's the halacha by Yisrael? The Yisrael gali. What happens when someone kills on the way down? A Jew, for Bruman, a Jew on the way down. What happens? A Jew on the way down. A Jew kills someone on the way, but showing on the way down. What's the halacha? Go to galus, you go to exile. Right? So you're telling me, a Ger Toshev also, he'll be like a Jew. You're comparing him to a Jew. Ihunam, he also, a Ger Toshev also. Sagi, like, enough for him to go. If so, Derek Aliyah, the Israel Potter, if he'll buy Derek Aliyah going up where a Jew is Potter, Ihunarak, he's going to get killed. Like, hold on a minute. You're putting this Kartoshim on the same rung of the ladder, the same status as a Jew. That's what you told me. When you're going down, what happens to a Jew? Galus. So you're telling me also a Kartoshim on the way down? Galus. So that means you're comparing him to a Jew on the way down. then on the way up you're not making sense. If a Jew on the way up, what's the halacha rule? What's the halacha Jew on the way up? He goes free. So Gartaisha, on the way up, you're going to kill him. How can you do such a thing?
He's not on the level of a Jew, and also, how is he going to benefit?
Maybe he could still do Jew. He's like a Jew on the way up.
As a Jew, he's exempt because there's some way he could benefit. Either by doing studded or whatever.
So you can't make it.
Whereas, how would a goy?
He could also do tshuva. He could also do tshuva.
Why do you not be able to talk about it?
He could become a guy.
South America and South Africa, there's 10,000. They could be both in province.
They have to buy special cars for it.
So, they can make tshuva as well.
You can go there and say, well, it's a resort. It's spend the days.
Well, the chairs get out.
So what's the Gemara asking? I say we don't understand Allah. We say we understand your thing. It doesn't make sense. You told me a Gartoshev is this mediocre guy. He's like not a guy and not a Jew. He's like in between. So you told me someone who's on the way down, a Gartoshev kills someone else on the way down. You give him a halacha of a Gartoshev, right? Gartoshev on the way down gets the halacha of a Jew, right? On the way down he gets what's the halacha of a Jew on the way down? A Jew kills someone else on the way down. Gets God. What about a Gartoshev on the way down?
Sin.
Same thing, gets God. But now the way up, on the way up, what's the halacha? A regular Jew on the way up, what's the halacha?
He walks.
He's exempt. So why? So it's coming a very extreme. But a Gartoshev on the way up, because on the way up, you kill him. But that's too much of a gap. It doesn't make sense to us.
The question is, what benefit is he getting?
By what?
On either direction, namely on the way up, he's going to go next up.
No, on the way up he's going to get killed.
On the way down he's going to go. He's going to come.
And they'll teach him how to do tshuva.
Anyway, what benefit does he have? Is he going to do tshuva?
Hopefully, we hope he'll do tshuva. Hope I'll go
but
to
on the way up, what benefit is he if he's exempt versus being killed?
Kamil, do tshuva. Being exempt means that you can still do tshuva in this world. They don't have to kill you. Like a Jew kills someone else in this world on the way up. Doesn't really mean he's exempt. He has to do tshuva. He can do tshuva on his own.
Right. So the question is, from what the impression I get is that
Gartoshev.
Right. He can't do tshuva then. On a level that a Jew can't tshuva. Yes. Maybe it's not wrong. Or am I just part
of the culture? They have a different avera. Each one has an avera.
Right. That
Jew murdering is one avera. Gartoshev murder is a different avera.
Exactly.
They have different laws of warning. They have different laws of
extra.
They have different laws of everything.
Right. So
the tshuva is still the same, though.
Right. But
then doing tshuva on a different sin.
Right.
That's all. Right. It's a Gartoshev and a Jew kills. They both do the same thing, but there's different rules applying to both of them.
Right.
Say that Azara for the guy like Rashi just said, for the great Tajav is the death that he gets. So it's just a little different, but he can do tshuva.
If Shur could do tshuva.
That's what I say, he can do tshuva.
Yeah, he
could
do tshuva.
Like a Jew.
That's what it sounds like.
It would be on something else, though.
Yeah, on his own thing, whatever he did wrong. Everybody's on their own level, whatever their own thing. Right. So right now, the word is saying, it says, so let's see Rava again. Amalei Rava, Rava asks, the love of Kavachaber who? Is it not a kal v'chomer that a right? We're saying maybe that a gartoshev who killed on the way up, he should be off. Uma derech you read the if on the way down, right? The Israel gali, Israel goes to galus. Yehunami him also sagile b'galus. So derech aliyah, the Israel pater, Yehunerat on the way up where Israel is pater, he gets killed. Mean like this. What's more strict? Going down when a guy kills someone on the way down on the way up. What's more strict?
More strict.
Down.
Down.
If a Yisrael kills someone on the way down, he goes to Galus. Because it's more, it means he should have done a little bit more to be careful. He should have been a little more careful. If you kill someone on the way down, you know there's momentum, there's gravity. You should have been a little more careful. You should have looked under your ladder before you fell down. On the way up, usually, it's not as much as your fault. I was climbing up the ladder, and I slipped or something happened. Something happened. I was on the way up. Right? So what's more lenient? We're much more lenient on the way up than on the way down. Right? On the way down, we're strict. On the way up, we're lenient. Correct? What are we more lenient?
But I'm not confused, because on the way up, the air gets killed.
Good, that's a Gemara's question. That's exactly a Gemara's question.
Why
is it good? That's a Gemara's question. Why is the Gemara Toshu getting killed on the way up? What should be stricter by a Jew? Let's focus on the Jew for a minute.
Isn't it obvious?
What's... Okay, but we're not talking about that. Now we're talking about the Maisa. You have to get an Einus on the way down. Even though it was supposed to happen, you still have to kill the person. He still has to go to Galus. So if you're a regular Jew, what's worse? On the way down, if you kill someone on the way down, on the way up? On the way down. On the way down, if you kill somebody, we could make you do tshuva, go to Galus. On the way up, so, right. So coming out, we're more leaning to us. But what are you talking about a Gartash? It doesn't make sense what you're doing to a Gartash. Tell me on the way down, what happens to him?
Galus.
On the way up, you can't kill, but that doesn't make sense. Because the way down is stricter. That's always the rule. We see by a Jew going down is stricter. So that's the Gemara's question. Whereas it's a Kalachayman. If when you're going down, you go to Galus, right? Right, so but when you go up, right, usually a Jewish potter, that means it's more lenient. So what, are you going to kill this guy? It doesn't make
if
sense.
In the stricter case, you're going to compare him to the Jew, then in the more lenient case, you're going to give him a more strict penalty than the Jew.
Oh, yeah. Right, if in the stricter case, he's equal to the Jew. Now, all of a sudden, he's going to get a worse penalty than the Jew. So basically, we don't like the Gemara's answer. The Gemara doesn't like this answer that we just said, in the case referring to a case of the guy going up. Ella Amar Rava, rather Rava said, I have a new terms. So basically we're back to the contradiction. So our Mishnah says that Gartosha will kill the Gartosha, yes, gets Golos. And the Braisa, we understand for the Braisa, that you don't get Golos. So Ella Amar Rava, Ba'imer Mutter, what's the case? The case is, he said, I thought you were allowed to kill people. And we had this coin of Zayin Abayz, the guy from Harlem. So I never knew you're not allowed to kill people. He was, maybe he was an Arab, and he grew up, you know, on the side. I never knew not to kill people. He said, I never knew such a thing. So he said, I thought you were allowed to kill people. I thought you were allowed to kill. Right? So if a Ger Toshav, he's a Ger Toshav, he keeps Tavim Mitzvah B'nei Nech, but he's like with the rest of his friends, like growing up with the rest of the guy's friends. Now his family keeps Tavim Mitzvah B'nei Nech. His friends don't really keep it. Right? All his friends, you know, all his family, friends, everybody he knows doesn't keep them. He says, thanks, you're allowed to kill people. You've never heard of it. Right? So this guy... It's really interesting that a Gertosha should never hear such a thing, but that's not the case. The case that we're dealing with the Gertosha, he didn't know, he accepted the service of an Inna, I guess he didn't know what they were. So he didn't know you're not allowed to kill. It's an interesting case. He accepted the service of an Inna, we hear the case, this guy, he accepted the service of an Inna, which one of them you're not allowed to kill. He's tiny, he never knew you're not allowed to kill. But I remember him. It's a hard case. He's saying, I never knew you're not allowed
to kill. I think he can also be saying, I didn't know I wasn't allowed to kill in this situation.
Right.
Maybe he thought it was self defense, it actually wasn't. You can also say
that I think all this revolves around what's it called? The redeemer.
Meaning what?
Meaning if we're gonna learn later all the different dimensions. I said this one before. We're gonna learn all the different dimensions of the Ori Miklat. If
right.
The guy's 1 foot inside the Ori Miklat, he's not allowed to kill him. He's 1 foot outside of the Ori Miklat. He is allowed to kill him. So that
fine.
He can say, I thought he was outside of the Ori Miklat. That's him saying that he's allowed to kill. But really, he was inside the Ori Miklat.
What are you saying?
It doesn't make sense to say a case, I didn't know you were allowed to kill.
And
because
this,
that, like you're saying, it's not the Shabbat said no, I've covered that up already. It's only in the case where he really believed that it was a mother that he was allowed to kill, and then he wasn't allowed to kill.
Yeah. Good. So she's saying one example. Then really, Gemara later brings another example. He thought it was an animal. He thought he was shooting an animal. Okay, but that's a different case.
That was it, right. That was all the different.
Fine. Yeah, similar.
Or invasion, or
right.
Or
if it's carved, the maze is carved. It's fine. So guess what's Rebbe saying? If a one Gar Toshav killed another Gar Toshav by mistake, then you go to Galus like our Mishnah says. Right, let's say one Great Teshuv kills another Great Teshuv. But he says, I thought I was allowed to kill him. For whatever reason. For whatever reason, he thought it was allowed. Right? Then, we don't. Is that considered a mistake or on purpose? The guy said, I thought you were allowed to kill. I thought. That's called a mazid, according to Rav. That's called you did it on purpose. Why? Because Rashi said, the fact that you didn't learn, that's where you're held accountable for. You're right. In your action, you did it by mistake. In your action, right? But you as a person should have known that such a thing was wrong. So you're considered that you're negligent. Right? A guy gets drunk and then he starts shooting people. Say, yeah, but I was drunk. Fine. So the shooting people are not going to hold you accountable. Hold you accountable for getting drunk. Say also, you're right that as your action, you didn't know it was a mistake. But the fact that you should have learned, that's why you're considered amazing. So when does the Braisa say, so a Keret Toshav killed another Keret Toshav, gets killed? That's in a case where it was a mistake. But what type of mistake was it? Because he said, I thought I was allowed. So that's not considered a mistake, so we kill you. So the Mishnah is talking about a case where it was a regular case of a shogeg. It was really a mistake. The Mishnah's case is, well, Keret Toshav is going down a ladder, and he fell down on his friend, the Keret Toshav, he killed him by mistake. There, there's Golas. The Braisa is not the case. The Braisa is the case of Amr Mutter, which means he thought that you were allowed to kill his Keret Toshav friend for whatever reason. And then he killed him. So that, even though he says it was a mistake, we say that's considered negligence, and therefore we're going to kill you. Fine. Okay.
What about Rashi?
Sorry, about a week. I'm going to go over this Gemara. I don't want to make everybody late for a bug. We're going to do about this. I'm going to repeat this on Sunday. Should try to repeat this last Gemara with Rashi until the bottom of the Amr, hopefully. Okay. Well, Baruch Hashem. It's tough. Well, there's only a little bit.
Yeah, that's really tough. It's very harsh, you know.